This is Drusilla Crutchfield. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Someone who goes the extra mile.
Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
And I say to you, in the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. Truly the light is sweet. Praise God that He gives us that sweet, sweet light. Oh, Father, we come to You right now, and we thank You for that sweet light. We thank You, Father, for that precious message that Your Son Jesus Christ has for us. Father, we thank You that Your Word goes forth and that women are touched and ministered to, Father, by Your Word. We thank You, Father, for that sweet, sweet, precious gift of salvation of Your Son Jesus Christ. And now, Father, I ask that the anointing go forth, Father, that Your Holy Spirit prepare and convict, Father, and that souls are brought to know Your sweet salvation, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. The just shall live by faith. That is the message today, and the message that needs to go forth today, that the seed can be sown, that the seed of God can be sown, that there can be a harvest of souls ripe for the kingdom. Let's sow those seeds. Let's sow those seeds that God's Word will prosper. Sister Sue Gall of Haven Ministry Center in Eagan, Louisiana, invites you to join a women's conference. What is Woman? Saturday, September 13th, a coffee fellowship at 9:30, and the conference begins at 10 o'clock, a covered dish lunch following. Sister Sally Gorner is the guest speaker, bringing you the message of what the Holy Spirit is saying to women today. We need to know today, women, our homes depend upon it. Our homes, the sanctuary of our life, the sanctuary that God gives us here on the earth. We have a sanctuary in Him, praise God. And we should be a sanctuary, a living sanctuary for Christ. Our home should be a sanctuary for our family, a place where they can go and rest and abide and find that sweet, sweet presence of Jesus Christ in. Call Haven Ministry Center now, 783-1095. That is 783-1095. Now join me in today's message of Touching Women. We have been speaking on the topic, the just shall live by faith. Who are the just? Who are the just? A message we need to know. How can we know that we will live by faith if we do not know who the just are? Praise God. There are so many that God gives us as an example. Those who have lived by faith, those precious saints who have gone before us. Turn in God's Word to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. This is God's hall of faith. You've heard of the hall of fame. This is the hall of faith. And God brings this to us, and He tells us, look to these people. They are an example. They are a promise of what faith is and what faith will do in your life. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Now I know that some of you might be there saying today, who is Rahab. Who is this lady, this harlot, named Rahab, and why are we talking about her? If we go back to the book of Joshua, which is in the Old Testament, we see who Rahab is. Joshua sent two men to spy, to go and to view the land. He sent those men to Jericho. And as they went to Jericho, they went to a harlot's house, and her name was Rahab. And they lodged there at Rahab's house. These were spies who were looking over Jericho to find what they could find so that the battle could be won. And they lodged at the home of Rahab. Verse 8 in Joshua chapter 2. And before they were laid down, she, Rahab, came up unto them on the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Do you see what Rahab admitted there? She said, I know that God gave you the land. I know that. The terror is here because God gave you that land. She knew. Verse 10, For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Rahab, the harlot, has learned. She has believed. She knows. And she has faith. She knows that He is God. And she has accepted it and confessed it before men. Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed your kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. You see, this woman, this harlot, Rahab, spoke out on faith. She brought those spies in. She hid them. She knew that she was going against the people in her country, and yet she said, I know that God, your God, is the true God. I know, I see what He has done. I fear His hand because He is the true God. She accepted, she believed, and her faith is what saved her. Not only did it save her, but you see, she asks there for her entire household. Her entire household. Do you have an entire household, a home that you wish to see saved? Do you have a home, a father, a mother, brethren, sisters, a husband, children, all that you have that you might accept by faith your salvation, that they might be saved also? Because it is through you, as you receive that salvation and you speak the word of God, that they will also be saved, because they'll come to know, they'll come to hear that saving grace of Jesus Christ. James chapter 2, verse 25. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? Was she not justified? Yes, by faith she was saved. By faith. Perhaps you've never been saved. Perhaps you have never given your life over to Jesus Christ. You can listen to this message of Rahab and know and feel what she must have felt. Your life has been desolate and empty. It's been hard and it's been twisted and it's taken paths that you would not want it to take, that you wish it had not taken. Your life has gone down paths that you wish you could erase and say, I've never done that. I've never been there before. I don't know anything about this. Because you see, you're looking at a hard and a twisted life, and you want it changed. And I tell you now today that your life can be changed. That by faith, just as Rahab was saved, that you can be saved also. And you need not look at that life again. God says that He takes the sin and He casts it from Him as far as the east is from the west. As far as the east is from the west. If you are traveling east and you continue traveling east, can you ever travel east far enough that you have met the west? I travel east often. I've never traveled far enough to meet the west, and I don't expect that I ever will. And that is why I rejoice in God's word that He throws that sin as far as the east from the west. Have you been walking down that wide road of destruction? Have you been going the way of the world, knowing that your soul has not been saved? And are you ready now to change that? Are you ready now to take hold of the salvation that Jesus Christ has to offer you? You see, by taking hold of everything that God has for you today, not only will your life be saved, but you can change the entire course of your home and your family. You can bring that sweet message of salvation to those beloved ones in your home. Your home can be saved. Your home can be saved. That rebelliousness can be broken. That anger and that strife and that hurt can be done away with because of the loving, sweet grace of Jesus Christ. You see, your life is no different than mine was, or than any other Christian's was, before we came to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Romans 3, chapter 23 says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. All have sinned. And when we live in that sin, that makes our lives the same. It does not matter what that sin is. The fact is that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But you see, God's word is beautiful. It doesn't stop there. Read verse 24. We are in the book of Romans. The word of God, the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. Verse 24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You can make all the sacrifice you want. You can cry all the tears that you want. But there is not another sacrifice that can be made because Jesus Christ was the sacrifice for our sins. And that redemption is in Jesus Christ. That redemption is there in Him today. I received it. You have fellow sisters who have received, and perhaps you are one who has received that redemption already. But you feel that you've gone astray. You feel you've gone off that path. But I tell you, that redemption is there. Turn back to Christ. Turn to Christ now. Romans 3:28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. The old law, you cannot bring another sacrifice. but that sacrifice has been made for you of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Receive it today and all that God has for you today.
Someone who goes the extra mile.
You've been listening to Drusilla Crutchfield with today's program of Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries and is supported solely as God leads you to have a part in setting the captives free through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may write Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, zip 77805. That's Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, 77805.